and you're on the front porch. When it comes to many chronic diseases, West Virginia tops the list. But it doesn't have to stay that way. That's the premise behind Try This West Virginia. If you're looking for a dose of hope, stay tuned. Support for The Front Porch comes from the Pulitzer Prize-winning Charleston Gazette-Mail, using its CGM app to deliver the latest in news, traffic, and weather. You can download it on iTunes or Google Play. The Front Porch is where we tackle tough issues facing Appalachia, like you and your friends do, on your front porch. I'm Scott Finn, Grand Poobah at West Virginia Public Broadcasting, along with my goat-herding, Aikido-mastering, American Friends Service Committee working co-host, Rick Wilson. Hey, Rick.
Hey, Scott.
Our other co-host, Lori Lynn, is missing in action this week. You know what's up with her?
I think she's trying to establish back-channel communications with some power in Central Europe.
Okay. And instead, we have co-director of Try This West Virginia, Kate Long. Hey, Kate.
Hey, Scott.
We're so happy to have you here. What is Try This West Virginia?
Try This started about 3 years ago, and it started, I guess it grew out of the time when I was a reporter. I kept running into local people who were really worried about childhood obesity, and they wanted to do something, but they weren't sure what to do. And if they had an idea, they didn't know how to do it. And I kept running into person after person after person there. And I ended up being like a referral because I'd say, okay, you need to talk to those people over in Grafton. They're already doing this. And I began to realize that what was missing, that there are so many good things going on the local level, things that people are trying to do. But what was missing is a network, a way for people to inspire each other and to know about what the other guys are doing. And that was a seed for Try This. The Benedum Foundation entered the picture and said, hey, let's create a network. People on the state level are always saying, if we can get a local network of health conscious people who want to do something in their communities, then we can really roll.
So there are different parts to Try This, Kate. One, of course, is a website, which is intended to have a bunch of doable, actionable ideas. The other is the conference, and then there's a local mini-grant part. So I want to hear about some of the projects that people have done out in the community and how those are going.
The Try This Mini Grants, we've given out 155 of them in the last 3 years. This is 155 community teams that are doing things in their community. It would be community gardens or children's running programs or gardening programs in the schools, that sort of thing. For every dollar that we're giving out, people are bringing in $8 in additional contributions and volunteer time. And I'll give you a couple of examples. Up in Clarksburg, there is a drug-infested neighborhood, and they decided they wanted to have a community garden. And so they get a little Try This grant. Well, when you get a grant, it gives you legitimacy. It gives you the ability to go to your county commission and say, look, what we got, will you match this? Or to your local construction company and say, look what we got, will you let us use your bulldozer? Lowe's, will you donate these pallets for us? So they made this community garden. It's gorgeous. And people from other neighborhoods started coming by. And pretty soon, four other gardens started in Clarksburg, because these projects tend to have ripples and they tend to be contagious. And the people in the neighborhood told us directly that they felt better about living there, you know, because they were getting positive notice, and so they made a playground. And then somebody donated a lot, and they started doing low-cost housing. And right now, they've gotten the city of Clarksburg to donate a school building that's no longer used, that's across the creek from them. And Thrasher Engineering is donating engineering time, and they're going to have a recreation center.
What's the name of this group so they can get credit?
It's Monticello Avenue, and it's a neighborhood group.
There's some interesting things going on around the state. Wheeling is one that I seem to remember. They're doing some creative stuff.
Wheeling has right now two Try This mini grants. One of them was called Pharmacy, and the idea was that the health right doctors would prescribe healthy food for people who are having trouble getting their diabetes under control. There's research that shows that if a doctor prescribes, writes it down on a prescription pad, that exercise or healthy food, people pay more attention to it. Well, they wanted to see what would happen with that. And then Grow Ohio Valley brought their mobile market in so that people could get the produce. And the Extension Service brought in people to demonstrate how to cook it. What happened was the neighborhood started coming over, too. When they'd bring in the market, here came the neighborhood. More ripple effects.
Kate, you've done a lot around children. The kickoff to this whole thing was your series about obesity, especially childhood obesity, and what to do about it. Let's start with a couple of your success stories from dealing with schools and groups that work with children.
Okay. Wyoming SAD, Students Against Destructive Decisions. When they first started, their program did not include physical activity, and we funded them to include it. Well, now they are putting on their own 5Ks. They've started a mountain biking group. They're building trails. They are doing martial arts. And they've started a second, what they call their powerhouse, in Oceana. I mean, that's the heart of drug territory, because there's solid research that says that physical activity, increased physical activity and healthy food not only lower a person's risk of chronic disease, they also lower the risk of drug abuse, particularly among teenagers. And there's also research that connects physical activity and academic achievement.
There's still time for you to take part in the most important membership campaign in our station's history. We're on our way to raising $500,000 by June 30th with your help. Become a sustaining member or consider making an additional gift to protect West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Call 1-800-RADIO-87 or click the red donate button at wvpublic.org. Thanks. Okay, we're back, and we're talking about Try This West Virginia. It's the group that is, in 1,000 different ways, helping West Virginians to become healthier. Kate Long is co-director. And Kate, what is something that could be done, let's say, in the legislature? Things that policymakers could do that would help you do your job?
Definitely. Iceland is a great example. They dropped their substance abuse rate from 44% to 7% in, I think it was about 16 years it took them, but that's an extreme drop, by increasing after-school programs, giving kids something to get really passionately involved with. Now, I'm talking about the teenage substance abuse rate. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if the legislature could begin to look at that, by giving our kids some way to be active and giving people supporting healthy food measures, farm to school.
Kate, when you're talking about kids, they spend so much time in school, and there used to be more time for recess and all of the academic requirements, reducing the amount of time kids have for recess. Sometimes they have no time for recess. So how do you tackle those issues and convince schools to create time for physical activity?
This year, we gave a mini grant to Gilmer Elementary, and that was their aim. They were going to jigger their schedule and make a new natural playground, and they've done that. Every child in that school is getting 2 recesses a day, and they're still getting in their required activities. They're going to be at the conference, and they're going to have a copy of their schedule, and we'll put that on social media so that other schools that want to do that can see how they did it.
Because if you're a teacher, if they're not listening because they're not engaged, then it's not doing any good.
That's where physical activity comes in. You know, we have one of our partners, Actions for Healthy Kids and Keys for Healthy Kids and others, offer all kinds of ideas about things you can do. If you got a bunch of sleepy kids, everybody up. Dance around for a couple of minutes. Let's dance the spelling words. You know, let's say right answer, jump. You know, if the answer is yes, jump up. If the answer is no, squat down. There's a ton of ways that you don't have to have kids just sitting in their seats. And weaving physical activity into the day isn't just a matter of having extra recess.
You know, we talk a lot about how Appalachian culture, you know, leads to some of our health problems. How do you use Appalachian culture then to try to cure some of our health problems?
Well, a lot of, you know, you could say that what we're doing with food is going back to what our great grandparents did. You know, if you look at the pictures of us from the early 1980s, We didn't have an obesity problem then. The state didn't even track it. It wasn't a question. What happened to West Virginia was the same thing that happened to the whole country. You know, processed food in the food supply, less active jobs, microwaves, fast food in small towns, all hit about mid-80s.
You know, and NPR did a really good story, and it was in Western Virginia, but basically Appalachia, about food banks. Just the horrible types of food that are available to people sometimes, but they take it because that's literally, they'll say, this is all I have to eat. They have diabetes, but they're getting these processed foods, and the better to eat that and then eat nothing is what you hear.
Also, big companies get write-offs to dump unhealthy food, you know.
I mean,
there's a whole political economy there.
Not to take us down from the hopeful vibe a little bit, but it's like there are these huge structural issues that we're fighting against.
There are always huge structural issues, and if you let them defeat you, then you'll never get anywhere. Working on the local level, working project by project, is doable for people. And also working in a team. Individual people feel like, oh, I'd like to do something, but what can I do? But our structure is teams. When you get with a team and you say, okay, we're going to create a gardening project, and we're going to teach as many people to garden as we possibly can in our town. That's doable. And then you say, okay, next year we're going to start a biking group. And pretty soon after three or four of these, you've begun to change the nature of the place. In Williamson, one of the waitresses told me, she used to be in Williamson when you saw somebody running, the cops were after him. Well, now she said, you can't drive to Walmart, you know, without passing 8 or 10 people running. They have made it part of the culture.
I mean, what you've done is you've looked at the health problems and you targeted something toward those West Virginia cultural traits of like fatalism. Oh, we could never do that. Or low community self-esteem. Oh, they could do that someplace else, but they can't do it here. And you're like, no, look, we are doing it. You are doing it.
Yeah, and also the old West Virginia tradition of neighbors helping neighbors. Nobody gets one of these mini grants by themselves. You got to have a team. And you got to have a team from at least 3 different groups in your community. The group might be a Girl Scout troop or a church or a veterans group or whatever, you know, but you got to work together. And straight out of Appalachian tradition, our great grandparents were growing gardens and eating fresh food as a matter of course because they had to, and in great part, and also they liked it. But people are starting to do that now, and I think that we are using the strengths in our culture and also undercutting those feelings of hopelessness. We're in the business of fighting hopelessness.
So I have disclosure. I mean, I've been involved in Try This from the beginning, but I always feel like a hypocrite for at least part of it. I'm all about physical activity, and I live on a small farm. I hate working in the garden. I hate it. I hate it. I'm more like Abel than Cain, you know, and it's just not my thing.
Well, I hate running. I mean, how about that?
Okay,
I mean,
I'll do your share of running. Work in my garden.
But I can walk, you know, and I like to swim. Everybody's got to find what they like to do. Everybody doesn't like to do the same things.
I hear there's a conference coming up that we should know more about.
We do. Every year we have an annual conference, and our website is trythiswv.com.
Trythiswv.com.
And that's right, and it is packed with great West Virginia examples of West Virginians doing things in their own communities. Gorgeous pictures and lots of how-to advice.
You should look at this because it's almost like, I don't know if you do this intentionally, it's laid out like a quilt.
It is.
A quilt of stories and pictures. Mm-hmm. It's really entertaining. Trythiswv.com.
It totally is. And people say that the conference is the website come to life. Because you'll see a lot of the people you saw on the website are at the conference. And this year, there's a Try This for Healthcare Professionals Day, the day before the conference, and 70 doctors, nurses, and dietitians are staying over for the Try This conference. We're merging the medical profession with the community programs. Try This is creating a real network. You know, our long-range goal is to help knock West Virginia off the top of the worst health list. That's going to take a long time. What we can do as a real big step now is create this local network of people who help each other, know each other, trade ideas, encourage each other to help their community be more healthy. Because it's contagious. You know, it's contagious, and it's happening.
Isn't there some evidence that we're making a little bit of progress? I heard that childhood obesity rates are down.
Yes. I've been looking at that this week. I went back and looked at the cardiac figures. That's West Virginia University actually measures kids in the schools. And the second graders, they have 84% of the second graders. And the obesity rate for second graders has gone steadily down over the last 5 years. In fact, all those numbers that put us on top of the worst health lists are based on adults. Kids are not in there. And when you look at kids, the West Virginia kids are not on top of the worst health list. And that's where our hope is. That's what we're concentrating on.
We're also at the top of the list in school breakfast participation rates, too, for like second or third year in a row.
The Office of Child Nutrition is a really strong partner for Try This, you know, and so is the Bureau for Public Health. They have done an amazing job over the last 10 years of making West Virginia a leader in healthy school food.
So, Rick, what's your Bible verse for the week?
Physician, heal thyself.
And in this context, physician, heal thyself, meaning?
Well, we got to deal with our own stuff, right?
That's right. West Virginia, yeah. heal yourself. Don't
that's
look.
Right.
And, you know, we in a broader thing, it is up to us, and not just with health. The same strategy could be applied to, say, economic development. This idea that if someone would just come in and bring a factory into my town, mm-hmm. that would solve our problems. When in fact, probably the more realistic thing to start thinking about is how can we build something here that can supplement our income and support us in some way?
Totally. You know, you look at these food markets, you know, fresh food is a very fast-growing business. Wheeling is about to announce a year-round farmers market. That's jobs.
Kate Long is co-director of Try This West Virginia. See more about this at trythiswv.com. Kate, thanks for joining us. Really appreciate it.
I loved it. Thanks.
And that's The Front Porch. I'm Scott Finn with Rick Wilson. Lori Lynn will be back after setting up her secret back channel to some Central European country.
Which shall remain undisclosed.
Thanks for listening.